Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here at the Centralia Invitational with Hallsville Lady Indians head coach Matthew Heat. After a hard-fought take no prisoners 53-38 loss to the Macon Tigerettes. Coach, it was a tough one, but you made them work for it.
After we came out extremely flat. First 5 or 6 minutes we were pretty non-competitive. And then after that, we were fine. We got back to ourselves, but then, you know, we just don't score well enough to spot teams 10, 15-point leads, and, you know, that's about what we lost by. So battled throughout the end, but the first 5 minutes really, really hurt us.
Coach, with all respect to you and your players, is this sort of a pattern you're working against so far this season, kind of a slow start thing?
No, I don't. I mean, I know we had a slow start the other night with Centralia, but I think that had more to do with Centralia. Tonight, I think, was a little bit more of us and some of just our struggles, and that takes nothing away from Macon. They did a very good job. I thought they were incredibly well coached tonight, and they did a lot of things to give us problems. I just didn't think we, early on, we wanted to win as bad as they did, and that changed throughout the game. We wanted to win as bad as they did eventually, but like I said, the spotting the team 10 points, we're just not capable of doing that.
Yes, sir. Unofficially, it looks like Clara Quintana led you with 14, followed by Brianne Wildenheim with 9, and Delaney Crocker with 4. Coming from the Village Idiot of sports writing, it looks like there's improvement happening out there with your secondary, I'll call them secondary players, but that's not the right phrase.
I mean, secondary scorers and different things like that. And, you know, a lot of these girls that you're talking about, they didn't play last year. So, yeah, I think they got the potential to improve leaps and bounds in a short amount of time just because they're new to varsity basketball. And I know you and I have talked a lot so far this year, and no one's here for excuses. And there's – I'm not trying to make any, but – we got a ton of girls that are playing their first amount of long-term, in-the-game-a-lot varsity basketball, and they're trying to learn that it takes your entire attention, it takes your entire energy, it takes all your focus to be the best that you can be. And any slip-up at the varsity level is a problem. And other teams have good players that can make three-pointers and make layups, and you got to be alert at all times.
I don't pretend to have insight into the mind of a varsity coach, but I would suspect that Macon's coach, when he was up by almost 20, was caught by surprise a couple times when people not named Quintana or Wildenheim came out of nowhere and shot some three-pointers.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, yeah, Macon them's nice, but that's whatever. We expect that out of our kids. We want to share the ball. We want to make good decisions. We want all of our kids to feel empowered to score and make shots, because that's the best team that you're going to have. So, of course, I was very happy to see that, and hopefully that'll pay dividends for us down the line.
So this was, what, game number 5 or 6 for your season?
Yeah, we're 2-3 now.
Mm-hmm. So what growth have you seen?
Well, inconsistent, but it's still growth. I think tonight was kind of a step lateral. But ultimately, those things happen when you're trying to grow and develop, and you're having to do it quickly against someone else that wants to win the same thing that you do. And that's the hard part about sports, is when you're going through a learning curve and you're trying to get stuff done, you know, the other team's doing the exact same thing, and they're trying to do that as well. You know, they're trying to get the same thing you want.
Coach, was there anything specific about Macon that you expected out of Macon?
Yeah, I mean, nothing that they did offensively surprised me. Defensively, they did a nice job of changing defenses out of timeouts. They kept us off balance that way. They tried a lot of full court pressure, a lot of half court pressure, and you know, when we stayed calm and made good decisions, we diced it up. And then when we panicked or some of our inexperience got the best of us, we turned it over or made a mistake that allowed them to take advantage.
Yes, sir. Who's next?
Eugene, Tuesday night.
Here or there, sir?
We'll both look at the same. There, I believe. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir, and good luck down the road.
Thanks.